So he would write to the Philippians in Philippians 4:11, I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Oh, child of God, get it. Get it into your soul. Get into your soul. As someone noted just the other day, they were about to complain about gas prices. And then they realized that they're not running from their lives in a place that has just stepped into war. I mean, it helps gain some perspective, doesn't it? The things we complain about. And it's not that there isn't warrant at times to recognize that there's wrongdoing here and there. But sometimes you just have to come back down to earth and realize how merciful the Lord has been. And even through your hardships, sing praise, child of God. Your name is still written in heaven. You can never be severed from His love. And you should therefore find it within yourself, that new song bursting forth that many would see. Not see your complaints, the very same things they would complain about. They would understand why you might complain about some of the things that you go through. What they can't understand is when the things that they would complain about, you sing over. They don't understand that. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. And that's what happened. Psalm 40 took place right there in that prison in Acts chapter 16, because the Philippian jailer came to saving faith in Christ. No doubt in part because of the witness of Paul and Silas.